Okay, so yesterday we learned about a yarmulke, but not the way you're thinking, right? As far as until Sadaim, could use a yarmulke to wash your hands for an until Sadaim. So we say you can't, but because it's not made for that. Even though if it might be able to do it, might be able to hold water. Let's say in the old days, most of you don't remember, but maybe some pictures. Rashi was used to wear like a square yarmulke. My father was showing me used to wear it for a little while. Square yarmulke. And so, you know, it was square, and you could maybe stand on its own. It was hard material sometimes. So, but you can't use that for the tail sign for the reasons we mentioned yesterday. Hey, klisha tchilas tikano, kakshenu yachalama belos micha. If you had a vessel, and originally it wouldn't be able to, as we learned a couple days ago, the vessel has to be able to stand on its own. This vessel cannot. The emishtam shabo el al yaday smicha, chashuv shapir kli. But the only time you use it is while it's being supported. So that is considered a kli. You'll see an example in a second. Fichach, very interesting case. Kli shuhu mala nekavim mechtachtav. There's a vessel, and on the bottom it's filled with holes, or pivt sar lamala, and on the top it's very narrow. Shmaniach adam etzbo olav. So what do? You put your finger over that narrow spout at the top, right? And then you turn it upside down, and then the water won't come out from it, right? Because your finger's there, obviously. And obviously, when you remove your finger, the water comes out. So mutzali you told me, man. So you can use that for the tails of dying. Even though it really doesn't hold anything per se. It's really because of your finger. Kivan sha'asu l'kabal, since it's made, that's the way it's made. That's the way it's made to work. In other words, it's made to, that your finger should be there, and when you remove your finger, the water comes out. That's the way the vessel is made to work that way. That's the contraption. That's the way it's made. So that you hold your finger there to hold the water, and then when you let go, the water will come out. That's the way it's made. It's not just you're contriving that. Ve'inyanta. This is the way it works. It's made to, it could be like a funnel or something like that. It's made to work that way. Nikra kli. So that's called a kli. Now the Mishnah Berurah obviously brings down, you know, you have to make sure that, we'll see, that there's enough water coming out of it for the tails of diamond. We'll get to that a little later. The Ramah says, "V'kol shekein kli sheyesh bo barza." And certainly if you have a vessel that has a valve or a spigot lamata on the bottom, hoil umitchila nase lekabala al yedei kach. Since it's made to work that way, in other words, it's made to hold the liquid. Then you open the valve, the water will come out. Even though maybe all the liquid will come out, everything will come out if you don't close it. But still, since the Mishnah points out that obviously the valve. It's stuck in well and it doesn't leak. Okay, those are side issues. But again, there's a tight seal. So the water comes out, so that would be considered a kli. Now again, we'll get to later that there is a halakha called gavra, that the water has to come from a source, the power that's causing the splash has to be from a human being. In other words, let's say, we'll get to that case later. You have a water wheel, right? And so you stick your hands under a water wheel, and it just keeps on moving because of the current or whatever it may be. So your hands go out, and you get that would not be good because of another halacha called gavra. So again, we're not talking about that you have the valve, and the valve just is open, and there's water coming out, and you stick your hands on it. Not talking about that. But let's say again, we'll take care or address the issue later of koach gavra, that there has to be the splash has to come from the power of a human source. So we're leaving that aside, again, opening and closing the valve or something. But here, again, we're just talking about from a Kli aspect, is this considered a Kli? Because when the valve's open, the whole thing will drain out. Answer is it is. It is considered a Kli. That's the way it's made. Okay, let's just do a little bit of Vav, a very interesting halacha. Lo yitein a mayim l'chaveira b'chafnav. So, again, talking about Kalim. So could one person cup their hands, put water in, and splash it on the other person's hands. I'm not talking about using a super soaker, all that type of stuff. But again, using your hands. Your hands aren't considered kli. Elamin are kli. You have to use a kli. You have to use a vessel. V'adinim nato yado achas me kli. V'shafach mimeno li yado acheres te'enokon. So too, if you washed one hand, I got a lot of water on my hand, and I splash it on my other hand. Or you have to wash both hands. So, would that work? Answer is no. But, Rabbeinu Tam Mati Rizu, Kiva Shemitchilas Netila Liyado Achas Hayamin Akli, Rabbeinu Tam would say that second case. The second case would be okay. Why? Because since the original washing came from a Kli, the first on your first hand came from a Kli, V'hi'aisa Yado HaRishona Tahora, Kigon Shafach Alav Revi'as Ba'as Achas. Again, as long as when the first splash came on your hand, it was entire your hand, which is you poured a complete revius at one time. Again, we'll get to that also later. We discussed that a little bit already, but okay. So again, so the question is, we have a machlokus in case number two. You know, the case number one is somebody cupped their hands, got a bunch of water, and splashed on somebody else's hands. So that's no good. It's called gavra, but it's not a kli. The person's hand is not a kli. Question is in the second case. Somebody splashed the first splash on my hand. This hand is okay, and then there's a lot of water, and I splashed a lot of water onto my other hand. So whether that be okay, that's my focus. To the first opinion, Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam says, "When Ogalak El Kedivrei Rabbeinu Tam, I will swear Rishonu He Iker Lachay Nish LaHachmer LaChachilo." So the Rambam says, "You really go like Rabbeinu Tam. You go like the second opinion. That really the second hand would be okay, but you shouldn't do it. Really shouldn't do it." Okay, so we'll get into some meditation a little more plain at it tomorrow. Okay.